only at MyBookie.
William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton has been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA!
Okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. Well, it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in to the indoor practice facility in Clemson. It is Out of Bounds here on a Tiger Tuesday. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich on a Halloween Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello, really? That's what you're starting the show with at 12:07. That's an outstanding way to start. Hello.
Hello, and Kelly. Welcome to the holiday season.
This is ridiculous. You can't even wait till Halloween's over.
I'm sorry, is today
totally
a holiday?
You disrespect Thanksgiving. You totally disrespect Thanksgiving.
Is today a holiday?
Lead directly into Christmas. Yes and no. You don't want to know my thoughts on Halloween.
Well,
I'm kind of worried
about your thoughts because I know your parents didn't let you dress up as a kid. So
honestly,
I don't know what your Halloween thoughts
are. Honestly, I don't even care about that anymore. Like, my principal reaction to Halloween is a viscerally negative one because I don't dress up. Like, I'm not a costume person.
Have you ever dressed up for Halloween?
No.
Not once in your whole life?
I don't think. A couple years ago, there's a chance. I don't even know if I went to that thing. There was a chance. I was going to sacrifice my values and do that.
You could do some, with your impressions, you could be some really funny people.
I could.
You could do a Lou Holtz, get some big glasses. You could do a Mike Hogwood.
I'm very much Jim from The Office.
You could be Jim from The Office.
I'm very much Jim from The Office with the three-hole punt, like the notebook paper, or the hello, my name is Chad or something on a on a visitor's card. What's your favorite Halloween costume all time?
That I ever was?
And that you ever were?
Oh, man. There's a lot of options. There's a great one. There's a great picture from way back in the day when my little brother was Batman and I was a ballerina and I'm just like carrying him around, just dragging him around.
So the ballerina dragging Batman.
Batman
Black
was my
Swan
sidekick.
Greater than Batman.
But the two best ones are obviously Disney themed because I was a Disney kid, a product of the 90s and the early 00s.
Yes.
One year, myself and my best friend from the street were both Dalmatians and one of the moms on the street was Cruella de Vil and I was convinced she was the real Cruella de Vil, and I was terrified the entire time. To me, as a child, there was nothing more evil than Cruella de Vil.
And then, are you serious?
I was so afraid of her. I couldn't understand that she wasn't real. I could not wrap my head around this. My mom tried to explain to me that she was an actor and all this stuff. I could not understand. And then I was also Mulan. And I was a great Mulan.
How did you rock Mulan?
And I loved Mulan.
How did you do that?
I got the Mulan costume. I had, you know, the outfit. And I think I had a sword or something.
I never felt like my parents, like, oppressed me or anything. That's the thing now,
right? You missed out, though.
Like, if you can't do one thing, we're just oppressing people.
I mean, you could have been Mulan, and you weren't.
I could have been Mulan.
Yeah.
I had a nice falsetto until I was about 11 or 12. I did. I could have sang some of the songs. Little Mermaid. I could have sang. That's one of my favorite Disney songs,
oh, dear.
By the way.
Okay.
Whatever.
Is that what you would have been? All right.
No.
That's a little scary.
No, no. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you just said you could be Mulan, and I was just, you know, I was pointing out one way that I could have been Mulan.
The best
I
Mulan.
Would have been Prince Charming or, you know, Robin Hood or something like that.
I was a big
Robin Hood fan growing up. Huge. Or I was kind of afraid of the tiger for a while, but I came around, and so I could have been the tiger.
Were you one of those kids that was afraid of the Clemson tiger as a kid?
Oh, yeah, I cried. Yeah.
You cried?
Oh, yeah.
What about when the half cub came into existence?
The problem, the cub was weird to me because I couldn't really process how just all of a sudden the cub came about, and I didn't really spend a lot of brain cells on it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust the cub, but it was better than the tiger. And I actually think the cub was I could be wrong about this. I think the cub was a response to people being, like, kids being scared
of
the tiger.
I think so, for sure.
I blame Disney for this, too, because one of the movies I watched a lot when I was a kid was The Jungle Book.
Uh-huh.
So you have Shere Khan, who's a terrible person and tries to eat and kill everything, and then you come to football games, and that's your guy.
Right.
So, like, well, how am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to parse together this tiger in the stadium and the tiger on one of my favorite Disney movies?
It's tough, too, because rarely was the tiger, you know, kind of a good guy. If we were the lions, heck, makes complete sense. There's Simba. But, you know, when you're the tiger, it's very confusing. So, speaking of the half cub, did we mention how the half cub trolled Georgia Tech really hard?
I didn't even see. I don't even know anything about this.
Okay, so obviously the half cub was dressed for Halloween because he's a cub,
right?
And he was going to go trick or treating for the game, and so he had his little bucket. And the first half, he was Superman. Okay, the second half, when it was obvious that Clemson was going to win, okay, he switched and he was a bumblebee. How savage is that from the half cub? One of the greatest mascots in the history of time. The half cub becoming the bumblebee to troll Georgia Tech for Halloween. I loved it.
That's pretty legit.
It.
Michelle says on Twitter, today is a holiday. It's Reformation Day, right?
It is Reformation Day, yes. I thought you were going to show up as Martin Luther.
Oh, yeah. Made sure to say Happy Reformation Day to Don Munson in the press conference today. That was a lot of fun.
Isn't it 500 years? I think it's the 500th anniversary.
Yeah, 500 years since Martin Luther basically saved Christianity by
nailing the original pin tweet
on the wall. That's one of the best tweets that I've seen. That's outstanding. I do think that, like, as you get older, Halloween becomes a weird holiday.
Tell me about being old.
Like, when you're a little bit older, like college level, or even sometimes in high school when kids' parents are absent, it becomes a time for girls to wear nothing and call it something. And also it becomes a time for guys to, like, wear elaborate costumes with the idea that they just want to be in the same room with girls wearing nothing and calling it something. So, like, that's Halloween in college. So if you have college kids, just pray to God that your kids have a major exam coming up tomorrow or some kind of paper due or something, because those are your two options. You're a girl wearing nothing and calling it something, and you're a guy who just wants to wear a costume so you can be in the same room with a girl wearing nothing, calling it something.
That's
Halloween in college.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And for young adults who
you're not wrong.
Are trying to be in college, right? I mean, I feel bad about that, but that's just what it is. And, of course, I'm not going to participate just for that. Like, that's the worst thing ever. If you didn't do Halloween at all as a kid and you all of a sudden, like, that's why you do Halloween. That's terrible.
We should have thought this through, though, because it would have been arguably the most OOB thing ever. And just hilarious if we had waltzed on an Adabo's press conference in costume.
He did. He said Happy Halloween, and then he looked at Ron Morris.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's wearing a costume? You know, because you look up, he's like, Happy Halloween. I looked up, and he had this big grin on his face. I'm like, somebody's wearing a costume, but I couldn't figure out who it was. And he actually just joked about Ron Morris being in there. We can't start the press conference till Ron leaves. which I told Scott Kiefer if he could get Tim to get Dabo to do it, that I'd give him $10. So now I owe Scott Kiefer $10.
Wow.
It was Scott's
tough
idea.
Tough Halloween for you so far. You're really down tough. $10.
But I'll make it back. Don't worry about it. I'll make it back. 654 is the phone number. 654-7627. I need that hat, that Martin Luther hat. Kevin on Twitter has sent me the picture of the Martin Luther hat. That's unbelievable. 986-1566. The text line is open. 986-1566 on the Health Air text line. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare ya. We've got players coming. We got a couple that are going to come over here and talk to us. It's really kind of an interesting, I guess, week. Like, you looked at me about halfway through and said, this is the most boring press conference ever. Because Dabo just was not.
You're just going to tell the people
Dabo
I said
was,
that.
Well, it was. It kind of was for a little bit. I mean, until I saved it with a great question.
Oh, my
gosh. It was kind of boring. Because no one's asking any incisive questions. And the questions were just softball. It was mamby-pamby. It was nonsense. They were nonsense questions.
Your Halloween costume is obviously not humility today, sir.
No, I did ask a great question, though.
And you followed up your own question with a question. And then Dabo Sweeney said, hey, aren't you a baseball guy?
You baseball
and
guy, right?
You had the proudest look on your face ever that Dabo Sweeney remembered that you liked baseball.
That's correct. I just want to be known. I just want to be known for who I am.
As
part of my mission here at 105.5 The Roar. I want to be known for who I am. You baseball guy, right? If you throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball over and over again, they're going to hit it. It was a great comparison. I was like, yes, that's true. Because I wanted, a lot of the questions were like, how is your team so elite? Or how is your program so amazing?
I thought one question was,
how do you dress yourself in the morning with those fancy robes and the crown that you wear on your head?
One question was literally verbatim, Dabo, you're amazing. Can you speak on your amazingness?
I mean, it just kind of was. It was one of those press conferences where it was like, everyone take turns patting Dabo on the back. And so I just wanted to ask him an NC State question about Ryan Finley and the passing game, because frankly, this is not the pat yourself on the back game. This is a huge game, a massive game. On Dabo's credit, he took a lot of the questions out in the monologue where he basically said that NC State is everything that we think that they are and more. He called Ryan Finley an elite quarterback. I'm not sure about that.
That's spooky.
That's scary. You kind of recoiled at that. You didn't like that very much.
I mean, is there a different definition of elite that I'm missing?
No.
Okay.
I mean statistically,
he's very good.
Right.
He's very good, and he's very good at taking care of the football, but he's not elite.
Is it elite to be the last quarterback in NCAA? In an offense like theirs where you're not just never putting it in jeopardy. Like, he's not throwing 80% of his
passes sideways. How about this? He's elite at taking care of the ball, but he's not an elite quarterback. Is that fair?
I think to some extent that's a fair characterization of him.
Has Clemson played, besides Lamar Jackson, has Clemson played what you would consider an elite quarterback this year?
Jackson is one. No, I would say, the Auburn game is such a mystery to me because
Jared Stidham's not elite.
Their offensive line was terrible. Maybe Stidham's number two, but I wouldn't say he's elite. Finley might be the second best quarterback they played. Eric Dungy was elite when they played him.
That's true.
The guy looked like Peyton Manning back there, dropping back shoulder throws
level.
And very I would say just utterly ridiculous nonsense throws that he will never make again in his life and has never made before. Now, I mean, he was unbelievable in the game, so maybe you would say him on that day was elite, but I wouldn't call him an elite quarterback. I would put Finley in Eric Dungy category, though.
Yeah.
With Jared Stidham.
I mean, Finley isn't as mobile.
Category. Right.
Finley isn't as mobile, and I wouldn't say Dungy probably has two of the best weapons in the league. Jalen Samuels is elite. I would put him in an elite category. But who else does Finley really have?
Hines, Naeem Hines, third best all-purpose player in the nation.
Yeah, I guess just in terms of go up and get it wide receiver, Ishmael I still think is arguably the best
Ishmael's
receiver
Clemson's
played
receiver.
So far.
Yeah.
And then Phillips was also really good. I don't know. I think you could put those two guys in the same category as Ishmael and Phillips.
I think the interesting thing about this NC State matchup is you have arguably the most versatile player that Clemson's faced this year in Jalen Samuels, where he legitimately didn't get votes for all ACC because people didn't know what he was.
Yeah.
that happened a couple years ago.
Wasn't he just listed as
as all-purpose in the preseason.
Yeah.
But, like, postseason awards, people didn't know because he, like, statistically, he was a 2 years ago, statistically, he was a running back. But he was playing tight end. He caught more balls than he ran the ball. So, it was just weird. It was a weird, he's a weird player to characterize. And then on the other side of that, I would say that Nyheim Hines is the best all-purpose player that Clemson's faced. And may be the best all-purpose player that Clemson's faced all year long. Maybe the best skill player that Clemson's faced all year long in terms of the way he's attacked people. Hines, there are only two players with more yards per game than Nyheim Hines in the all-purpose. Bryce Love from Stanford and Saquon Barkley.
That is crazy.
He's third.
That's crazy.
He's up there. That's an elite ball carrier. That's an elite playmaker right there. I wouldn't say that Finley's an elite quarterback, but I would say the you have to play good defense to stop that offense when he's throwing. Is that fair to say? Because he makes good decisions, he doesn't beat himself. And in a lot of ways, in today's college football, not beating yourself makes you elite. Because so many guys just chuck the ball around, just fling it and throwing picks and all that, and they beat themselves.
That's fair. Look, I mean, I don't think anyone is mad that I'm not calling Ryan Finley elite.
Right.
But
right.
Is he a very good quarterback? Yes. I'm completely with you on that.
That's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting conversation here. We're gonna bring Mylon Richard in here, who had a wonderful experience last week in the Georgia Tech game with his uncle in the stands, who rocked it with a 20-yard touchdown pass.
I think I've heard of his uncle. I think I know the name.
It's unbelievable. We'll get him in right here. I got a great question for him. First of all, Mylon Richard, welcome back to Out of Bounds.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well. Cool. You now have scored more touchdowns than your uncle in Memorial Stadium. Your thoughts on that?
Great experience. You know, my when I saw the play signaled in, the first thing I did was look down at my hands, and I'm like, man, my hands are soaking wet. And so, you know, I was really just focused on catching the ball and trying to make a play for our team. So none of that. Everybody's like, were you thinking about all that? I'm like, no, none of that was running through my head. I was just focused on catching the ball. And then afterwards, everybody let me know about the me scoring and him not scoring and stuff like that. But he scored a bunch more touchdowns, so I still got a long way to go.
Were you surprised that they gave you such a clean look inside? And were you surprised that, especially early, they played a lot of man coverage against you guys and basically put their coverage guys, safeties and corners, on islands?
Right.
Were you surprised at either of those?
I think the rain had a little bit to do with that. I mean, you know, we had to figure out how they were going to play us coming into the game. And so we didn't change our plan at all. You know, we came out doing what we were going to do if it was a dry day. So I think the rain played into how they played us and stuff like that.
How does the rain – you talked about your hands being soaked. I mean, obviously, it's football, and you can play in almost any condition. That's part of being a football player. How does it change, or what does it change? Just talk to me more about kind of the experience of playing in not just rain, but, I mean, somewhat of a monsoon.
Right. I think it has a lot to do with the footing, especially when you're talking about at the point of attack with, you know, having your feet in the ground when you're hitting guys and things like that. So I think our field held up well. It was wet, but it wasn't like our field was ripping apart. And so I think that helped us some because we were able to still keep our cleats in the ground.
Visiting with Mylon Richard here on Out of Bounds on a Tiger Tuesday from the indoor practice facility in Clemson. Now you guys have a different task against NC State. It's a veteran defense. People will say, and people have said all across the country, the weakness is at secondary. What do you see as maybe a potential one or two things that you guys feel good about exploiting this weekend with them?
Well, you know, honestly, I need to watch them more before I start making some comments where we can maybe expose people. But, you know, just giving them their credit up front, they're tremendously talented. Their front seven is probably just as good or better than anybody that maybe we've played. And I think they have good guys on the back end, too. I wouldn't say that secondary is a weakness at all. I think they're well-rounded, and it's going to be a good game.
Talk about going on the road. I mean, last time you guys went on the road, it was Syracuse, and, you know, we know what happened. So is this idea that you guys want to right the ship on the road and get another road win?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you play, whether it's home or away, you want to win the game. And, you know, I think we just have to have that mindset and that focus that we had when we were at Virginia Tech and we went to Louisville. Just, you know, come out fast and try to start early and don't let people hang around. Because, you know, if you let teams like this hang around, they can come back and have a chance at the end, you know, a la last year.
I know you and Cannon Smith and DJ Greenlee, y'all kind of share reps. Have you noticed lately, and I haven't gone back and charted, I don't know, so I'm legitimately asking with no prior knowledge here, have you been asked to block more? Have they taken you out of patterns to kind of help pass protect a little bit more with given some of the issues in pass protection, you know, from previous games? Or have you seen really no change in that?
I don't think there's been much of a change. You know, I just think each week, you know, our coaches give us a great game plan against whatever the other team does. So, you know, if that week that's calling for me to block more, then that's what it is. You know, if 1 week they say, okay, you know, we think you can run routes more this week, then that's what it is. So just trying to do whatever I can do to help the team win.
You bring up last year, Mylan. Now, I wasn't going to bring it up until right. You did. But, I mean, it was a win, so it's not exactly bad blood here. But how does last year's game with NC State kind of shape your mindset with this year's, or does it not affect it at all?
I mean, I think it's still there. But, again, you know, it's a new team and a new season and all that. But looking at last year, if you go look at that game, I think we left a lot on the table. I mean, you know, we had a bunch of turnovers and things like that. So just some stuff that we can clean up on our end. You know, Coach Winnie always talks about losing to Clemson. And throughout that game, you know, we were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot a lot. And, you know, credit, they're making great plays. And like I said, they're a great team and they're very talented. But I think if we can kind of control some of our mistakes, it would have been a little bit different.
You guys scored almost all your points in the first half last week. I know the principal thing that I hear from fans after games like that is, man, I wish we beat a team like 49-3 and just right. step on the throat or whatever.
Right.
Coach Sweeney talks about complimentary football a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense that in a game where, like, you guys, the game plan might be a little bit, you know, hunkered down a little bit more because mm-hmm. the defense playing great?
Right.
I mean, do you guys have a full sense of what's going on with in that regard?
No, I mean, I don't. I think our foot's on the gas all the time. I think we're always attacking. But talking about the phases, you know, last week, we kick the ball off. Our defense gets a turnover. We go right down and score. You know, we get a stop. We go back out, go right down and score. Special teams is playing good. Kickoff coverage is playing well. That's the kind of three phases, you know, when you can kind of boom, 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 real quick, back to back. It kind of catches the team off guard. So, you know, we were up 14 points kind of before we even got started good. And so I think that's what he likes to see. And we know that if we come out playing like that, it's hard for teams to play with us.
Mylan, I was on social media, and Clemson football posted a picture. Mm-hmm. Dabo is grabbing your helmet
right.
and basically screaming at you, but right. he's smiling because it was yeah. after your first touchdown. What did he say to you?
Just pure excitement. I mean, he was just excited for me and saying, you know, that I deserved it and everything. So it was great. You know, the best part about that whole deal was obviously, you know, helping the team and then just celebrating with teammates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting that welcome when you run back to the sideline by everybody, it was an awesome feeling.
Visit with Mylan Richard. One or two more for him here on Out of Bounds here on a Tiger Tuesday. Is it fair to say that you guys feel not necessarily like disrespected or some sort of like emotional drive, but just like because you left so many points on the table that there's a little extra emphasis this year going up to NC State? Maybe in the same lines of maybe the Louisville game last year mm-hmm. where you felt like you let a lead slip away that time where there were just some issues there?
You know, I don't know. I just think that it's important that we play well. You know, we really want to play well, and playing at their place is magnified more on the road. And so I wouldn't say that, you know, there's any extras hanging around from last year, but we just know that we need to be focused and prepared going into their place. And it was going to take everything we have to beat them. You know, they're a tough team at home, and, you know, their crowd will be electric, so it'll be a great environment.
Mylan, I know you're probably tired of getting questions about your uncle, but I'm intrigued because he was at the game.
Right.
He saw your first touchdown. What did he say to you? What was the conversation like after the game?
Just congratulating. I mean, you know, he's my biggest fan, and I'm really blessed to have a great family because they're all my biggest fans, and it was special, you know, after the game, just talking to him and him congratulating me and telling me that he was proud and things like that. So great atmosphere.
Mylan Richard, thanks so much. We appreciate the time, as usual. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to catch up with you down the road.
Cool. Thank y'all for having me.
Awesome. We'll be back for more interviews and analysis at Dabo Swinney's press conference. The media is hard at work. We'll try to hold them in check as well. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
In October, it's all about the Tatas. Tigers for Tatas. The last Tigers for Tatas event is happening on Wednesday at Locomart. Join Kwok and Kelly as they broadcast Out of Bounds at Locomart, home of the lowest gas prices in town, great selection of craft beer, and great snacks for the road. Come by and talk sports with Kwok and Kelly and get your Tigers for Tatas wristband. All proceeds go to the All In Foundation. We'll see you at Locomart Wednesday from noon till 3, 480 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
hurry into Bojangles for five hearty meals for just $5 each. Five flavorful combo meals for just $5 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It wasn't easy starting my own business, but when it came to my internet and phone service, Spectrum Business was a no-brainer.
That's because Spectrum Business delivers the fastest internet starting speeds for less. 100 megs for just $44.99 a month when bundled. Call 888-845-8349.
Spectrum Business had the best deal for me. It was clear and simple and didn't require a contract.
With Spectrum Business Voice, there are no hidden fees, no added taxes, just unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $29.99 a month and no contracts.
Who wants to sign a contract when you're just getting going?
So don't settle for less than the best for your business. Call Spectrum Business and get 100 meg internet for only $44.99 a month when bundled with voice for just $29.99 a month and no contracts. Call 888-845-8349 today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Right now, come test drive the all-new 2018 Toyota Camry with more performance, safety features, and style than ever before. You can even take it home for a lifestyle test drive because we want you to be sure that you're happy with your purchase. Every new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUV comes with the Ralph Hayes Family Promise because we put your needs first. We even offer a 3-day, 200-mile money-back guarantee to give you some peace of mind. You'll always find competitive prices, great value, and superior customer satisfaction at Ralph Hayes Toyota. Because when you buy from us, you're part of the family. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at RalphHayesToyota.com. Go Clemson!
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Anderson? Anderson's newest addition to Main Street is the District Restaurant and Bar. The menu at the District features an array of sandwiches like Reuben's, barbecue pork, and blackened tuna. Appetizers ranging from crab cakes and ahi tuna to chicken wings, nachos, and chicken tenders. If you're hungry for some down-home fare, entrees include chicken and waffles, ribs, grouper, filet mignon, and a 16-ounce ribeye. Your new favorite restaurant is now open, the District Restaurant and Bar, 126 North Main Street, Anderson.
Retrauma, in cooperation with Ready SC, is seeking applicants for full-time direct hire second shift positions at its new facility and more. Employment opportunities include coding, casting machine operators, material handlers, and converting slitting operators. Retrauma manufactures a full line of pressure-sensitive adhesive rolled stock material for the beverage, health, and beauty, OEM, graphics, and industrial markets. Retrauma offers competitive wages and full benefits package. Go to sctechjobs.com for full descriptions and to apply today. Retrauma is an equal opportunity employer.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Bells is on the air.
You represent the government of juvenile delinquents.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off.
Back here in the indoor practice facility in Clemson. Glad to have you with us here on Out of Bounds. Hour one continues. We're pleased to be joined by Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, yeah.
Great to see you.
Yes, sir. Good to see you.
We haven't talked to you. Like, how you doing? We haven't talked to you this year.
It's been a little minute. But, yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing real good. Yeah.
All right. You are now in your third year. You've been doing a lot of interviews, like, over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of, like, over it a little bit?
I mean, well.
Saying the same stuff over and over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you always, like. But the good thing is now, like, I'm always prepared for it, you know. And I know what to say and what not to say now, too. You know, coming in young, you really don't know. Like, you know, you just kind of, like, excited. You think, you know, you just go. You're just talking. You're just happy. But now you just kind of more mature and you just know, you know, what whatever your interview is going to be about, pretty much, and like, you know, what's the rhetoric and all that different stuff. So yeah.
Well, we're going to try to make this one a little more fun.
All right, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Good,
I like
good.
That.
You know, today's Halloween.
Yeah, right. Yeah, happy
now,
Halloween, by the way.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Thank you. Happy holiday season. Happy holiday season.
Holiday season. Give me a break with that, man.
The holiday season begins.
People are so unnerved.
Does it really?
Because okay, so what's your take on this?
Because I don't know. Because like, you get into the spirit for Halloween.
Right.
Like, you go watch all the, you know, Halloween movies, Halloween Town,
Hocus
you know,
Pocus.
all that stuff,
yeah.
Right. But then Thanksgiving, there's really not like a spirit. You don't get into the spirit of Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, you know, I really still say, like, after Thanksgiving.
Okay,
really,
so the holiday
really
season does not begin for you until turkey is done.
Yes, yeah. Or maybe we'll start Thanksgiving. Because then once you have Thanksgiving, you can start watching the Christmas movies. You really get into the spirit. It's the season. You know?
You will see Christmas commercials, though, starting tomorrow.
That's true. That is no excuse for people like us, though.
I am an advocate.
We don't have to just be followers.
I am in the minority. But I'm an advocate that the holiday season begins November 1.
Okay, well, you know, fair enough.
But, you know, I mean, Christian Wilkins, his voice means a little more. So if he's saying after Thanksgiving, then I'm fine with that. But speaking of Halloween, I know probably this year you went as a Power Ranger, obviously.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No?
I mean, I don't know the Power Rangers personally, but I know that's a lifestyle, first of all.
You know, so it's not even a costume.
It's not even a costume, yes. And also, I just know that they can't, you know, let anyone know their secret identity as well.
That's true. So you don't even know.
No comment on the Power Rangers.
So young Christian, obviously, when you were 8 years old and 6 foot tall,
right?
what were the best kind of Halloween costumes for young Christian back in the day?
I must say my favorite Halloween costume ever was when I was about 3 years old. I remember it like it was yesterday. We still have the home videos too, so that definitely helps me remember it a little bit. But you know, I have a big family, a lot of brothers and sisters, and, you know, we didn't always have a lot of money for, you know, Halloween costumes, things like that, but we always had, like, this big bin of, like, Halloween stuff from, like, over the years, like, you know, whatever, whoever would have it, you know, had wore a costume and, like, kind of save it and stuff. And I remember my mom used to just make everybody's costume, you know, with the old stuff they have, like, just put stuff together to make a new costume. And my favorite was she made me, like, this old man. So, it was perfect. Like, she painted my face, and she threw, like, a wig on me that was, like, a balding wig. So, like, I had hair on the side but nothing in the middle.
The cul-de-sac.
Yeah, exactly. There at the cul-de-sac. And then, like, yeah, I was in, like, a nice vest and everything. I had a little, like a polo on and everything. No cane, but just imagine that. Like a 2 foot tall 3 year old, like, you know, just running around, like, that's just scary, you know what I mean? Just
that
looking
is
like
scary.
like a mini midget old man. Like, it was that, like, yeah, but I remember that. Like, that was definitely my favorite you know, Halloween costume to this day, and I appreciate it. My mom
loves
it. That's
hilarious.
That. Yeah, that
that's
was fun.
Good.
How about that? Christian Wilkins.
If you find
us
pictures, let us know.
Oh yeah.
Tweet
yeah,
them
yeah,
at
yeah.
us.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Because that seems likely. That seems likely.
I think Clemson Nation would really enjoy seeing Christian Wilkins as an old man when he was 3.
All right, how long, this is such a loaded question, how long into a gaming as Georgia Tech does it take before you're like, I think we're good, like, I think we got this?
I would say till about, you know, triple zeros on the clock in the fourth quarter. You know, you never can be too sure about those guys, you know, because it's always tough. You know, you always got to be, and like, just as a competitor, you never want to get too, you know, too complacent or just feel like, okay, we're good. Like, you know, I'm always on edge till the very last minute of the game. Like, you know, when it's, you know, when we're our offense in victory, you know, getting ready to take a knee in victory formation. Like, you know, I'm never, you know, 100% like, all right, we're good. You know, so I'm always on edge until the end of the game.
Did you feel, though, that you guys were kind of good when you started swag surfing with Austin Bryant?
I mean, that was just a fun moment of the game. I mean, our song came on, and we was like, all right, let's hit it. But I never thought, like, all right, yeah, like, we're done. We're crushing these guys. Nothing like that. I mean, that was just a moment just where I was just having some fun. Obviously, I have fun, you know, 90% of a game, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's just another moment.
So we've heard, first of all, Kwok gave us a few bars of swag surfing on the show yesterday. If you want to check that out, go listen.
Oh, yeah, it was really,
just be prepared.
It was fun for me.
Did you like sing it or did you read it?
I did both.
Both.
For both our more traditional and maybe more, you know, a little older crowd.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
you know, for the millennials.
We educated
drop
people.
A few bars.
Right.
Yeah,
well, Kwok used to rap a little bit back in the day, but we're getting off topic. Point being, I've heard that song has kind of become an anthem for you guys.
It really is. it really is. I mean, it's an older song, obviously, but, you know, when it comes on, it's always one of those songs that you just got to dance to, or, like, you know, it's just, like, it's definitely one of them oldies but a goodie, you know, like, just really every time it comes on, you just got to, you got to swag surf, or you just got to get hype, and, you know, we started doing that a couple years ago at the Club All In, what we do during every camp, you know, and it's just kind of like our thing. It's almost like our alma mater too. You know, you gotta have every time we're having
the
a good time.
The new school alma mater.
Yeah, anytime. No disrespect on obviously though, but like every time you know we end something that's fun like that. You know, you always gotta have a swag surf at some point. And you always gotta have the alma mater at some point for any Clemson events. Obviously. So yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that's how it works.
Were you surprised that Kirk Herbstreit, like, immediately knew? Have you watched that? Where he's like, hey,
someone
Chris,
was in his ear.
Chris, that's a swag surf,
yeah,
Chris.
Someone definitely told him. I know. Or like, I know. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, that, I thought that was pretty funny how quick he definitely recognized it. But I was like, there's no way. Someone had to. He had an airpiece in or something. And someone's like, they're doing that swag surfing dance or something. And yeah, so.
I really think the crowd was most enamored by the fact that you guys, because the Clemson crowd is the worst ever at keeping time. Like,
right.
No rhythm.
Oh, so
worst
awesome.
Ever at keeping time. It's the worst. I mean, terrible. Clap at 2-4 is awful. But I think that was probably the most impressive thing. People were like, huh, they're like all together. Were you surprised that y'all were?
Oh, no.
I mean, y'all
I
were
mean,
moving
that,
pretty
I mean,
good.
They it's have not, rhythm.
Yeah.
I know that.
Right.
The team has
but
rhythm.
No, it's not like
it was on the field. Like, yeah, they're about to play. And they're, you
right.
know, they're still.
It's not like a choreographed dance, but it's like everyone knows. You know what I'm saying? It's just like any other dance where, you know the right time to do it. And, yeah, we were just on, you know, going together. Like, I didn't know who else was doing it either. I just know I was doing it. And then, like, I finally looked over at Elsa, but, oh, Elsa, you're doing it too. Like, okay, cool. Let's do it. Like, yeah.
What's it? Do you enjoy playing in the rain? Does it not matter to you, or do you like it?
I mean, obviously, I love playing regardless. I mean, I really enjoy playing the game; just so much fun. But you know, definitely playing in the rain gives it a little more something. You know, it's like backyard football, as I've been saying. You know, just slipping and sliding. You know, your mom's yelling at you to come in the house, and you're like, no. Like, like, just one more play or something. You know what I mean? You don't really want to. You know, I enjoyed it, and you know, you make a play and you slide 10 feet. You know, that's just all just fun. And you know, I just really like playing in bad weather too, and I feel like, you know, for a lot of people it could be a bad thing, but I know I try to excel. You know,
when, you're used to some bad weather too. I mean,
right,
you're a Yankee.
Yeah,
you've
exactly.
Seen it
I'm
all.
I'm from the north, as they call it. The yeah, so you know, I've seen snow, hail, rain, all types of stuff. So yeah.
Couple more for you, Christian. Serious football question. I mean, NC State, they return a lot of guys. You played against a lot of them last year. What problems do they present offensively?
I mean, they're just a really good team. You know, really talented, like you said. You know, their whole O-line has been there at least 4 years. At least 4 or 5 years. So a lot of experience there. And, you know, they were good last year. And, you know, just really good skill across the board. Good quarterback, good running back, good receivers. You know, and just all of them have a lot of experience. So that's really just the biggest thing. They're just really talented team. And then their defense as well. I know they got a really strong defensive line and good backers, all that too. So I just know it's going to be definitely a good matchup for sure.
Every game is a different thing in of itself. We know the one game season, windshield, all that stuff. But going on the road for the first time since Syracuse, getting that bad taste out of your mouth, does that even factor into the equation of being able to go on the road and prove that you can win on the road again?
Well, I mean, obviously we had two good wins on the road earlier this season.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, and, you know, Syracuse was just, you know, just a bad one. That was just a, you know, one we let go, really. And, but, you know, it's definitely just a little bit more, you know, like, just a little more something to think about. The last time we were on the road, we didn't get it done, you know, so. You know, it's just something we're thinking about. Like, you know, now we got to go back on the road in an even tougher environment and really get the job done. You know, so a lot of that starts with, you know, our habits and practice and bringing energy in practice so that it makes that easier to do in the game and, you know, just really being there for one another. Because it's really you against the world when you go on the road, especially in a hostile place like NC State, which is personally one of my favorite places to go on the road and play.
Christian, I know the answer here. I know the rankings tonight don't matter, and they really don't because it's the first batch. I want to ask you this, though. Give me one team outside this Clemson bubble that has impressed you this year so far with what you've seen from them.
I would have to say Notre Dame, maybe. You know,
to bounce back from that 4-8
exactly,
year.
No, yeah, exactly. They had a, you know, a rough year last year, and I'm a fan of college football. You know, I watch whenever I'm not playing, obviously, but. But, yeah, they look good, and, you know, their quarterback looks really good. I got to meet him. You know, I got to know him. We've known each other since high school, just recruiting and things like that, too. And, you know, so you always kind of root for those guys, especially those guys in your class, so that you got to know and meet throughout recruiting and stuff. You know, and they just, You know, they had one tough loss to one point against a, you know, good Georgia team. You know, they just look impressive. You know, just look really good, look really strong. Their defense is playing well, and their offense is putting up points, and, you know, good running game, all that, too. They just can hurt you a lot of ways. And two statement wins the last 2 weeks, too, as well.
All right, one more for you. We got to let you run, and we appreciate the time. Sons of Clemson gets sent on Twitter and says this. He says, what is 42's favorite and least favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, good question.
So when you're looking, what makes you cry to mom? Like, why they give us crab candy? And then what's the one where you're like, I hope they have this?
Always Reese's. I'm a big peanut butter guy, and I've always loved Reese's. You know, since I was a kid, and that's never changed. Reese's are always my go-to candy no matter
choice.
What.
Oh, yeah.
But my least favorite are Smarties or Sweet Tarts. Terrible. Like, why?
Who
Like, what? Like, I'm
with you.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, I was saying over there that the Chewy Smarties are fine. Like, now that they kind of, you know, they kind of made the change. They kind of
they realize they're not, like, they're terrible. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's like, who likes Smarties? You know, like, not really a fan of Smarties, and Sweet Tarts aren't really, like, I'll eat them if they're there. I'm not, you know, I'm not that picky. But you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
Sweet
if I had the choice.
Smarties, though, if I had completely different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. But they
but they're in the same family of terrible.
Yeah.
They're in the same family of terrible.
Like, if they, like I said, if they're there, I'm definitely going to eat them. I'm not that terribly picky, but they're never going to be on my list of candies to get.
Fair.
You know?
So, I like it. Warheads.
Warheads.
Warheads are terrible.
Yeah.
Underrated candy? Dots.
Oh, yeah. Dots are very underrated.
I don't know. Right?
Chewy dots, yeah.
I don't know. Dots make me feel like I need to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Like
they can hurt the jaw. Teeth.
Another underrated is a good Whopper.
Whoppers.
It's just easy to pop them in. You know, you just have them. You know, Whoppers are very underrated.
Yeah. Milk Duds are like they're like the dots of Whoppers.
Right.
I think they taste the same. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of
the dots of Whoppers.
I'm a big fan of Milk Duds. In depth candy conversation on the program today. Christian, thanks so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Yep.
We'll be back. We'll get to your phone calls, I swear, but we gotta keep you on hold for Christian Wilkins. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds live from Clemson in a moment.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Kelly live Monday at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 12 until 3. Get the best in post-game analysis as only Kwok and Kelly can deliver Monday live from 12 until 3 at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard.
It's all about the Atlantic Division Saturday as the Tigers battle the Wolfpack and Raleigh. Join me at George Coleman Ford Friday for Road Rage as we take an in-depth look at this pivotal game that will decide Clemson's postseason future. Friday, George Coleman Ford.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in now to get a delicious country fried steak biscuit. Only $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
You found your dream home, and now it's time to find mortgage financing. It can be a daunting task. Just what do you look for? How about a Clemson grad born and raised in the upstate that knows the area and offers personalized mortgage experience?
Start with Zeke Godfrey at Hanover Mortgage Company. With his 15-plus years in the mortgage industry, Zeke will make your home buying experience a breeze. Let Zeke guide you through the mortgage process smoothly and help get you in that dream home quickly. Call Zeke at Hanover Mortgage today, 864-516-1376.
Ready SC and Tri-County Technical College are assisting with recruitment and training for SMF Incorporated. Potential employment opportunities exist for welders, CNC machinist, painter, and blaster. SMF Incorporated is a full-service metal manufacturing facility servicing the construction, power generation, and mining industries. Qualified candidates must have a high school diploma or GED and prior experience in a warehouse or manufacturing environment. Apply at 131 Harvester Court in Anderson. SMF Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code radio, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code radio. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the beast. Only at MyBookie.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us live from the indoor practice facility in Clemson. Hour one continues. Out of Bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich here on campus in a beautiful, I mean beautiful day. You couldn't ask for a much better day than we've got right here on the final day of October. We're finally in that stage weather-wise where it's like late September, where it's too cold in the morning to wear like short sleeves, but then it gets to the low 70s or something in the afternoon, and so you kind of have to be versatile and multiple, as Dabo Swinney says about his defense against NC State's offense. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but you got to be multiple in the way that you attack these weather days, and it is a gorgeous day here in Clemson. Pretty typical Dabo Swinney press conference. We'll break down some of the ins and outs there. He said a lot of great things about NC State's offense. One question that I didn't ask that I wanted to ask some other things. I didn't want to just ask a million questions, but one thing I didn't ask Dabo was basically, how do you assess the way your defense played, given the fact that to the naked eye, it seemed like they hit some big plays and yet they only scored 17 points, and the fact that if you don't turn it over a million times inside the 5-yard line, you're going to win the game anyway. You got almost 500 yards on that defense a year ago. And that's something that we haven't really talked about, is that NC State played Clemson very close because Clemson turned it over inside the five, like Clemson hasn't turned it over inside the five all year. Now, you could also make the argument that Clemson didn't turn it over inside the five in the Syracuse game, and they lost that one. Fair conversation. They also lost their quarterback in that game and played like a doo-doo sandwich on defense. So, regardless of all that, I think there's probably a little more reason for optimism going into this NC State game than maybe it appears to the naked eye. And maybe we can be hypersensitive or overly concerned with NC State. Do you feel that way, Kelly? Not that we are, but that it's a danger of this game to be hypersensitive to NC State?
I guess. I mean, I think this is the best team Clemson's played since Virginia Tech. So there's So there's a reason why people are, you know, I think a little more hypersensitive, or at least, you know, thinking that Clemson has a chance to lose this one, mainly because NC State's one of the better teams that Clemson will play all year. And even though they are coming off a tough loss to Notre Dame, where they just didn't really look good offensively and Notre Dame ran all over them, they're still a top 25 team and another chance for a top 25 win. And I think one of the three best teams Clemson maybe will play all year in the regular season because of how bad Florida State is.
I don't disagree with that. I also think, you know, from a, I guess from a fired up standpoint, this will be the toughest crowd that Clemson will face all year.
Do you think, obviously, overall, I think it helps Clemson if NC State had defeated Notre Dame because it looks like a better win, maybe, down the line. But just in terms of the context of the moment of the crowd being there and being hyped up, of NC State, you know, having tons to play for and all this, is it better for Clemson that NC State lost from maybe a crowd and program perspective, even though NC State still has the division to play for?
Yeah, I don't think it matters as much because NC State wasn't going to be in the top four in the rankings anyway. Even with a win, they weren't going to be in the top four.
Oh, yeah, not tomorrow or today.
So there's not that gut punch of we were going to be in it, now we're out. So that doesn't negatively affect them. And then, I mean, I guess they would have still been alive, but with a long way to go and certainly some teams having to fall ahead of them, I think that, you know, you can't escape from that perception. But then the other part of that is there are with NC State, there are still plenty of things on the table for them. Still winning the division, still winning the league. Like, I don't see any residual effect emotionally unless this team is what I thought it was before the year, which is like a mamby-pamby, weak, mental midget-type program that has no chance to beat Clemson. I've kind of backed off that a little bit.
I was going to say, how has your perception changed of NC State?
Well, they're a tougher team on the lines of scrimmage, although they did get punched in the mouth by Notre Dame, and they kind of folded there. And Ryan Finley, the one pick he threw was on a play where they thought a guy was offsides, and so he just chucked the ball. Now, the throw he made was terrible, and even if it's a free play, you shouldn't make a horrific throw like that. But it was a bit of a fluky play. The thing that concerns me most about NC State is that you're not guaranteed that they're going to beat themselves.
Not anymore.
Right. You're not guaranteed they're going to beat themselves. Last year they beat themselves in Clemson. And they, I would say, to kind of a major extent, early in the game against
Louisville. And to be fair, they did beat themselves against South Carolina.
They did. They certainly did. And against Louisville. Remember that goal to go, the play calls and the goal to go situation and some of the early mistakes that NC State made against Louisville?
They tried.
I mean, they beat Louisville sort of with a fourth quarter flurry. But it wasn't like they lined up and just pounded Louisville. And I don't think Louisville's very good. Clemson ended Louisville's life immediately. Like, slit the throat, ended the life. 10 minutes in, the game's
ended
over,
the life.
Pretty much. I mean, there were some moments of maybe a little bit of panic there, but not much.
To be fair, NC State has not looked, you know, for lack of a better term, NC Stated at home this year. They've been very good at
home. They've been good.
The times that they've NC Stated have been in Charlotte, at Notre Dame, and then maybe you could say somewhat, well, no, they didn't NC State either of those games, like you're saying with the Louisville thing. But they have been good at home. They've been very good at home. And I think, to your point earlier, this is going to be one of the toughest environments Clemson plays in all year.
It's a tough
Virginia
place to
Tech
play.
Virginia Tech is a tough place to play. But again, the way Clemson punched them in the mouth, it was kind of a little easier. If Clemson doesn't do that, and this game is a four-quarter game, which very well could happen, it's going to be a tough place. It's going to be a tough place to play for sure.
Let's go to the phones, the Northern Communication phone lines. We kind of push phone callers back. We apologize for that, but you got to get Milan Richard on. You certainly got to get Christian Wilkins on for the first time this year. Alondo is up with us here as we wrap up hour one. What's up, Alondo?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well.
I just wanted to tell you about my golf game last Friday. I've been working all week and really stressed out, and I said, man, I'm going to play at least nine holes. So I go out to Legacy Pines and play the back nine, and I hit a beautiful 120-yard wedge shot. Now, playing by myself, there's no witnesses to this, and I get 6 feet on a par four from the cup. And of course, I three-putted, but that's not the point. I hit a beautiful wedge shot, dead center of the green. And then on the last hole, which is this big water hazard at 18, I said, I'm going to kill this. I'm gonna hit it past the water, and I'm going to hit it past the fairway. If anything, I'm going to be out of bounds on the other side. So I wind up, and I hit this ball on the 18th tee, man, and my foot kind of slipped. So I hit it low, and I hit it so hard. It hit dead center in the water hazard and skipped right over into the fairway. I was like, man, this is a good day. So I just think that Clemson's been playing well, really well as of late. Especially, I just felt like that the Syracuse game was an anomaly. I just feel like I told the guy that, you know, the first time I called in was what I wanted to talk about was that Clemson's playing the most difficult schedule, not only because they're playing some hard teams this year, but they're getting everybody's top performance. Like the once in a lifetime water hazard shot that I hit on Friday, Clemson are getting once in a lifetime performances. When will we ever see Syracuse play like that again? Never. I mean, Syracuse right. won't have a game like they had against the Clemson for 2 years. And I think that every time, you know, these guys are studying and they're watching film, but the teams that they're watching during the week is not the team that they play on Saturday. Every team they play, for the most part, they're playing out of their mind. They just are. Because if you beat Clemson, it does something to your season. And I guess that would be anybody that was your national championship the previous year. But for this year, they're getting everybody's best shot. They're getting teams that are the most focused. Now, what I loved about Saturday's game is you could have went to bed at halftime. Clemson was as focused as I've ever seen them on defense and offense. And they didn't miss a beat the first half. And I hope that they play that way the rest of the season. They'll have to play with incredible focus on Saturday against the Wolfpack. But enjoy the show. Love Kelly being there. It's just a wonderful show. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful day. Get the golf course if you can. I mean, you're not going to get a better day to go hit some golf shots. So that's my thing, man. Golf is peaceful. And if you don't count score, you can have a great day. Now, if you're trying to go, you know, minus two on every hole, then you're going to have a bad day. But if you can go out and hit some balls and really enjoy this weather.
I love it. Thanks very much, Alana. We appreciate it. I 100% agree with his commentary there. Clemson is good. Everybody's best shot. We'll talk about what that means for this week coming up in the Wolfpack live from Clemson in just a moment.